This Psychology Science Minute brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Bethany Wellman, clinical psychology doctoral student. A previous PSM, number 48, reviewed Dr. Philip Zimbardo's 1973 famous Stanford Prison Study. In all sciences, studies are repeated to verify findings. Zimbardo's study created a mock prison, assigning 24 male students either to the role of prisoner or prison guard to learn how people interact. Due to hostile and abusive behaviors by the guards towards the prisoners who became anxious, depressed, and hopeless, the study was stopped in 6 days, not 2 weeks as designed. The researchers were surprised how quickly these new behaviors and identities emerged. New information drastically changed the conclusions. A 2006 UK study attempted to replicate aspects of the experiment, but did not find similar results. These researchers revised theories on unequal power relationships opposed to Zimbardo's. A recent journalist retrospectively interviewed participants, concluding the experiment was manipulated differently from what was reported, thus did not have authentic results. Digitized tapes revealed experimenters, the wardens, modeled and encouraged aggression from the prison guards. Some prisoners reported acting the role of victim of abuse versus responding naturally. Psychology, like all science, is self-correcting. Psychological scientists strive to find inaccuracies in other studies and theories. They strive for the truth. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Bethany Wellman. We hope we got you thinking.